so congrats on the launch in South Africa. First off, why pick South Africa as a market to enter?
South Africa is a very exciting and interesting market for HuffPost for several reasons. First is there's a big, diverse population with many different perspectives and many different languages, and I think a need to have a platform to express themselves. And I think one of the things that we've done at HuffPost is really focus on two topics, world-class journalism and also creating a platform for people to be able to articulate their voice and their vision in order so that we can all make more informed choices, build stronger communities, and have more perspective on our lives. And so we think that now is a really fantastic time for us to come to South Africa, specifically because mobile penetration is starting to happen in a rapid rate. And I think it's about 65% of the population are now on mobile devices. And so the idea of accessing journalism, but also contributing to the conversation through our platform, is really an exciting opportunity for us.
South Africa's got a very competitive market in terms of media offerings.
Yeah.
Apart from the blogs in the different languages, what is HuffPost going to offer South African market to differentiate itself?
I think we've always had a tremendous marriage of a few different verticals, but we're a mission-driven organization, and historically our mission has been to inform, entertain, inspire, and empower. And I think in a competitive landscape, a lot of media companies and a lot of newsrooms really focus on the inform and entertain aspects, and so do we. But the idea of inspiring and empowering, particularly now, is really, really important in today's world. And we have a great degree of respect for all of journalism and all of the different competitors across the marketplace. But we think the unique aspect is like being able to tell stories in an authentic way that really inspires and empowers people. And I think the unique competitive advantage that we have is that because we are a global company, we are in 17 different countries around the world, and we reach almost 200 million people. We're able to bring a very global perspective, but at the same time, in each of those markets, we also have local teams of journalism really trying to cover the stories of the local market. And when you put these two things together, sort of like a global focus with a local perspective, you're able to tell stories that I think that people are really interesting, both about from their world outwards and from the world inwards. And I think that's the formula that we've been really excited about.
In your speech earlier, you said to succeed, you can't work alone. You have to have partnerships.
Yeah.
In South Africa, you've got Media 24 as the partner.
Yeah.
Is that the local team that you're talking about is going to bring that local?
So what we're doing is with Media 24 is we're going out and hiring a specific new team. Who are not part of the existing Media 24 operations, and they're not part of the existing HuffPost operations. We're building like a new HuffPost South Africa team,
okay,
which is going to function, frankly, independent of both of our organizations, but also combined with the resources that both of us bring to bear. And the beauty of that is having independence, but with the backing and support and scale of like two like really first-class media companies.
Because that was what I was going to get at, is what role does Media 24 play in this partnership with HuffPost?
So I think there's a few things that can be really helpful. First of all, as like the leaders in media in South Africa, there's things that all companies need, which is distribution and scale. How do we reach audiences? How do we find relationships with local advertisers? And so like we at Huffington Post specialize in content and product and technology, and we have global relationships with advertisers, but we don't have the local relationships with advertisers. And the sort of the marriage of sort of the best practices that we do on a global basis with the sort of local DNA of what Media 24 brings to the table, I think can be enormously powerful.
And then why pick Media 24 specifically?
We're very impressed with Media 24's leadership team. I think the desire to think differently, the desire to innovate, the desire to push themselves and push ourselves and push both respective organizations somewhat out of our comfort zones to pioneer both from a media perspective, a journalism perspective, an audience perspective, and a product and technology perspective. We really think they wanted to take this path of innovation forward with us. Hey, congratulations. Thank you so much.
I'll be in touch with you. Thanks.
You said HuffPost is in 17 markets. What makes HuffPost so successful?
I think we have a very specific voice. We care a lot about our brand and our brand identity. And we care about doing world-class journalism. We also care about forming deep relationships with the local communities that we're in. And the better job we do of forming those relationships, the better we do. And I think we've been willing to experiment in all kinds of new platforms, whether it's new technologies that we build ourselves, that we partner with, or new cool things happening in the world. So like when Facebook becomes an important platform, we want to experiment and innovate on that platform. Same with Snapchat, same with Twitter, same with Facebook. And I think our willingness to keep testing the waters, but remaining true to our values and remaining true to our mission, is that marriage has been part of our formula.
So then as a South African news consumer, what can people expect from HuffPost?
I think, you know, part of our DNA is that we're fierce and we're fun. We care about news and politics because those are really important to people's lives in a very structural, existential way. So they're serious conversations. We also care about having fun and lifestyle and entertainment content, and how do people lead like more fulfilling lives on a very, very like human day-to-day level. When we marry those things together, I think we can provide a unique perspective that has not yet been packaged together in this way.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, appreciate it.
Appreciate it. And congrats again.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.